next on the 5 o'clock report.
Protecting America's hard-earned reputation.
Biden has been wrong. He's gotten a lifetime 10 Pinocchios.
Safe, orderly, and humane.
Joe Biden's entire family receiving deposits from
not to rent any rooms for asylum seekers.
Don't get appreciated the way you should be appreciated.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Family Life News anchor Sarah Harnish. Joe Biden spoke about money in New York this afternoon.
There's a big debate going on in this country about protecting America's hard-earned reputation as the most trusted, reliable nation in the world and about how we fix the long-term fiscal health of this nation.
The president traveled to the Hudson Valley to tout his administration's economic agenda for raising the debt ceiling so America can borrow more cash. One third of what this country owes was already borrowed by Joe Biden. Still, Democrats say congressional Republicans only want to help their rich friends.
Republicans did this massive tax giveaway to millionaires and the rich, and they don't want to pay for it. So why does that be cuts? Why can't it be revenues? Joe Biden put out a plan. It's going to reduce the deficit by $3 trillion.
Economic advisor Larry Kudlow says Biden and his supporters are not being truthful.
The biggest beneficiary of the Trump tax cuts were middle class, blue collar working folks and lower middle class. Those are facts from the Joint Tax Committee, from the Congressional Budget Office. Biden has been wrong. He's gotten a lifetime 10 Pinocchios from the Washington Post on that.
The president said today from the stage that his policies have created 13 million jobs, lowered the unemployment rate to 3.4%, and the Republicans' lack of movement on the debt ceiling would undo that process. Biden's speech was given on the campus of SUNY Westchester Community College, a district he won in 2020, but is represented by Republican Mike Lawler. Lawler said, quote, "Nobody wants to see us default, but they also don't want to see us continue to spend money that we don't have." Border towns are bracing for the end of Title 42 tomorrow. There are thousands of migrants waiting at the border to cross.
Our efforts within the constraints of our broken immigration system are focused on ensuring that the process is safe, orderly, and humane, all while protecting our dedicated workforce and our communities.
The COVID-era policy that has been used to quickly turn back migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border expires as you sleep tonight. Title 8 will replace it. It imposes restrictions that could lead to criminal charges if violated. It didn't go so well for George Santos today. The Republican congressman in New York pled not guilty to federal fraud charges. He spoke to reporters on Long Island.
It's a witch hunt. Because it makes no sense that in five months, I'm indicted. You have Joe Biden's entire family receiving deposits from nine.
Santos is up for re-election next year. Pundits say this case will take years to wrap up and he'll be able to keep his post throughout it. What exactly was Santos talking about with the Biden family finances? Congressional Republicans released a 36-page report detailing several Biden family business dealings.
This committee is investigating President Biden and his family's shady business deals that capitalize on Joe Biden's public office and risked our country's national security.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says he has proof of a pay-to-play scheme involving the president and bad actors overseas, including communist China.
The Bidens have received millions of dollars from China. It is inconceivable that the president did not know it.
Comer says most of the alleged influence peddling happened while Biden was vice president. The White House calls the findings evidence-free and politically motivated. It accuses Republicans of playing fast and loose with the facts. A panel of FDA advisors is recommending a birth control pill be made available for over-the-counter sales. No prescription required. Lisa Taylor has more.
Two FDA advisory panels voted unanimously to recommend the birth control pill called Opill to be made available without a prescription. A final decision on if Opill will become the first birth control pill available over the counter is expected from the FDA in the summer. There is no requirement for the FDA to follow the recommendation of the advisory panels, The two advisory committees met for 2 days before taking the vote.
Tucker Carlson has found a new platform. The fired Fox News host says his show will be relaunching on Twitter, and it's coming soon. He added not many platforms still allow free speech, but that the last big one left is Twitter. There are signs that inflation is slowing a bit. The latest Consumer Price Index report, which measures the cost of a broad number of goods and services, shows prices in the U.S. rising slightly in April. The rise not as high as expected and shows inflation continues to cool off since peaking last summer. Thursday will be the last day to have COVID test kits covered by insurance. The White House announced early in the year that the end of the public and national health emergency designations that began in March of 2020 would be in May. Americans with health insurance were able to receive up to 8 at-home COVID test kits a month for free since January of 2022. And scientists say that they've made a rough draft of a human pangenome. That's a collection of DNA that represents genetic information from 47 individuals. It's a step forward in allowing them to understand the code that makes us uniquely human and different from each other. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, peeling plates in Pennsylvania. Hochul picked by Biden and bye-bye to the elderly in the Keystone State. But first, a check of weather with Kevin Williams. This is Family Life News.
After a delightful evening, it'll be generally clear, calm and comfortable overnight tonight. Low temperatures, 40s and low 50s. Plenty of sunshine and warm on Thursday with high temperatures in the 70s and near 80, but turning cooler in the afternoon close to Lake Erie in Ontario. Friday partly to mostly sunny and warm. A chance for a shower later in the day. High temperatures, mid-70s to the middle 80s.
Thank you, Kevin. Checking the stories, making news where you live across New York and Pennsylvania. Are you having trouble with your license plate peeling in PA? Police officers say they can't read peeling plates and it's a problem. They say they can pull you over if they see it.
It makes it very difficult for us when we're out on patrol, you know, to be able to look at a license plate, to be able to get the identification off it, especially if it's dirty, if there's a license plate covering on it, or if they're peeling.
PennDOT put out an alert today saying a license plate is deemed illegible if one or more letters cannot be read from 50 feet away, or if the plate shows any blistering, peeling, discoloration, or a loss of reflectivity. Police can give you a form to have it replaced.
You're able to have law enforcement, you know, sign it, show that the plate is. They send it in and PennDOT will issue you a new plate for free.
You can also get that form for a replacement plate when your car is in for inspection. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is among the Democrats on President Biden's reelection advisory board. She's among 50 Democrats selected nationwide for the Biden-Harris reelection campaign. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will serve as chair of that board. Biden stumped for Hochul numerous times last fall in her successful bid for a full term leading New York. A little more on Kathy Hochul. The governor has declared a state of emergency to assist in the busing of migrants as Title 42 comes to an end at the southern border. New York bracing for an influx of asylum seekers once that pandemic-era border enforcement policy expires tomorrow. Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse says local zoning laws forbid migrants from being housed in hotels in his county. New York City is trying to get 60 illegal immigrants moved into a hotel in Newburgh for the next 4 months.
It tells the hotels not to rent any rooms to the city of New York for asylum seekers at this current time. That's basically where it stands, and we'll see if the city is willing to challenge that.
Governor Hochul's executive order provides $1 billion in housing and health care for illegal immigrants. She's also mobilizing 500 National Guard troops to assist at shelters. More older residents of Pennsylvania are moving out of the Commonwealth. New data from the IRS shows over 14,000 more people left Pennsylvania than moved into the state in 2021. The largest disparity came from people who are nearing retirement age. The majority of those former residents now call Florida and North Carolina home. And a Unity in the Community rally is coming up this Saturday in Corning, New York.
Usually when folks get together these days for rallies, it's about something that gets people angry. So the purpose of this is to bring the community together for something that's positive, for something that's good.
Dr. Stephen Coleman will moderate the get together at Centerway Square from 2 until 3 p.m.
People here have traditional values. They care about their neighborhoods. They care about their families. They care about public safety. They care about education. religion is very important in the Twin Tiers, helping one another, and that really makes this area special.
Dr. Coleman will use the Unity in the Community rally to recognize several not-for-profits that are working to make the Twin Tiers a better place to live. Time next for tonight's Market Report, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks were mixed today as investors digested consumer price index data. The CPI report showed a month-over-month inflationary increase of 0.4% caused by an uptick of home prices and rents, used vehicles, and gas. Year-over-year inflation increased by 4.9% for the month of April, down slightly from March's reading of 5%. This month's slowdown in inflation data may give notion to the Fed's rate policy decisions moving forward. Yeti, U.S. Foods, and more companies are expected to release earnings tomorrow. The S&P 500 gains today were in communication services and information technology, crude oil closing at just under $73 a barrel. The Dow was down 30 points, the NASDAQ up 126, and the S&P 500 gaining 18. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Every day, millions of people hope their financial problems are over. Time after time, their hopes are fruitless. Hi, I'm Rob West with the Faith and Finance Minute. Now, don't get me wrong. God is still on the throne. He still answers our prayers. Our faith in God is never wasted. I'm talking about putting your hope in lotteries and other forms of gambling. Gamblers believe it's more likely that financial deliverance will come from winnings rather than from God showing them the path to his blessings for their efforts to do what's right. Never trust in lottery tickets. They're a fool's bet. As the Lord says in Proverbs chapter 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, faithfi.com, or by downloading FaithFi, Faith and Finance from your app store.
Coming up on the 5 o'clock report, the Pennsylvania firefighter that saved an 11-year-old girl. But weather first with Kevin Williams.
Here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. A tranquil weather pattern to continue. After a delightful evening, it'll be generally clear, calm, and comfortable overnight tonight. And for some, not as chilly as last night. Low temperatures mainly in the 40s to near 50. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and warm. High temperatures, 70s to near 80. Afternoon cooling, though, close to Lake Erie in Ontario. Friday, a fair amount of sunshine and warm, though there could be an afternoon shower. High temperatures Friday, 70s and lower 80s.
Finally, at 5, a firefighting team is being hailed as heroes in Pottsville, Pennsylvania, after a blaze nearly took out a mom and her three kids last night.
My sister's going through a really tough time in last year. This isn't the first traumatic event. This will be the second or the third, and she needs a break.
Elizabeth Grice is related to the family. She says her sister made it out of the house at 3 a.m. with two of her three kids, but a third child, just 11 years old, was trapped on the second floor as flames overtook the building. That's when a firefighter found a table in the backyard, stood on it, and asked the child to jump from the window into his arms. He saved the girl's life.
Whoever he was, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart and my family. Thank you.
Grice says when she arrived, there were first responders, not firemen, running into that house to save things. She says the acts of service of the entire team was something she has never seen before.
Without you, my sister and I wouldn't be here. It's really heartwarming, and you just don't get appreciated the way you should be appreciated. And I think a lot of people need to open up their eyes and realize what you guys do.
The family has a few burns, but everyone is out of the hospital safe and alive, thanks to the first responders in Pottsville, Pennsylvania. And that is the world that we live in on Wednesday, the 10th of May. I'm Sarah Harnish, and this is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.